Title: Wanted, Job Applicants, No Strings Attached, Washington's New Standard for Pay Posting Compliance. Content: Background on September 4, 2025. The Washington Supreme Court answered a certified question from the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington about who qualifies as a job applicant under the pay transparency provision of Washington's Equal Pay and Opportunities Act, EPOA, RCW 49.58.110. The opinion has important implications for Washington employers. In Branson v. Washington Fine Wine & Spirits, LLC, Total Wine, two individuals applied for positions at Total Wine in Tukwila, Washington. One applicant submitted an application through the job posting website Indeed.com. The other applicant submitted an application through Indeed.com as well as Total Wine's official website, interviewed for a position, and was offered the position, which she then declined. Shortly thereafter, the two applicants filed suit in federal court against Total Wine, alleging the job postings did not comply with the posting requirements of the EPOA, which states that all job postings must include the wage scale or salary range for the position and a general description of all of the benefits and other compensation to be offered to the applicant if hired. On that basis, the applicants filed a class action suit on behalf of all applicants and sought statutory damages under RCW 49.58.070 and RCW 49.58.110. During the course of litigation, Total Wine argued that the plaintiffs in the case were not the type of job applicants the EPOA intended to protect, since the statute was meant to protect bona fide applicants. The U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington then certified the following question to the Washington Supreme Court: What must a plaintiff prove to be deemed a job applicant within the meaning of the EPOA? For example, must they prove that they are a bona fide applicant? In a 6-3 decision, the Washington Supreme Court held, a plaintiff must apply to a specific job posting to be deemed a job applicant. A job applicant is not required to prove they are a bona fide or good faith applicant to be entitled to remedies. Key holdings and reasoning. In its holding, the Washington Supreme Court emphasized the following points: plain meaning controls. The court interpreted job applicant by its ordinary dictionary meaning, one who applies. Thus, the court declined to read a subjective intent or bona fide requirement into the statute that could otherwise narrow who qualifies as an applicant. Context and statutory scheme. The EPOA's purpose is to address wage disparities and discrimination, and the legislature has consistently expanded protections for applicants and employees. The court emphasized that the legislature specifically chose not to add qualifiers like bona fide, even though it has used such language in other EPOA provisions. Legislative history. In 2022, the legislature replaced individual with job applicant or employee to provide remedies for people who actually apply, but did not narrow eligibility further. Efforts in 2024 to define job applicant as someone who submitted a bona fide application did not become law. Agency materials. The Department of Labor and Industries, LNI, had internal materials referencing good faith applications for complaint investigations, but the court found those did not control statutory interpretation and likely reflected resource constraints rather than legislative intent. Important statutory updates. Although the court's hardline stance on the term job applicant expands the pool of individuals who may bring a lawsuit, the legislature implemented important changes to the EPOA while the Branson case made its way through the court system. Effective July 27, 2025, before Branson was decided, the Washington legislature modified the EPOA to narrow available remedies for posting violations. Specifically, statutory damages are now limited to between $100 and $5,000 per violation, plus reasonable attorney's fees and costs. In addition, employers are now afforded 5 business days after notice to correct non-compliant postings or demand correction by a third-party posting entity. If the posting is corrected timely, no penalties, damages, or other relief may be assessed for that violation. What this means for employers: any individual who applies to a specific job posting may qualify for remedies if the posting does not include REQ.